Jaka još vodona?
The subject of Mitzvah Shem will be discussing this evening is about Chirim of Rabbeinu Gershon. The Chirim of Rabbeinu Gershon not to look at somebody else's letter. A few weeks ago I was at a chasna in Gateshead. A shrug of mine told me that his grandparents were nifta within the year, and the inuklef, the children, they were going through all the letters in order clearing out the house. And he said he wondered, his grandfather was a chosh berov, lots of private letters written to his grandfather, his grandmother's private letters, all of them. What was the heta? Is there any heta? And if there is, what is the heta for an inuklef to go through his grandparents' private letters? I told him I was actually Megia from me also. My grandfather lived in London, which was in the same house over there for 50 years. He then moved across to Schoenfeld Square. He had accumulated over the years all boxes and boxes of papers upstairs in his house. He was already an elderly person. He wasn't able to go through it. I don't even know whether he had it. I don't know whether. And as his enkele who went through them, when we siphoned out, what was interesting was put to the side in somebody's private letters. What's that? A chem of Rabbeinu Gershon to look at somebody else's letters. Is there any heta for an enkele or a child to look at even after a person's gone to go through their letters? In Eretz Yisrael, I was once at Baruch Moshe Chodosh. After the meal, it was a good matzav ruach. He went behind his phone shrank, went into his office. He took out letters. He had lots of kislev yodas of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. He was a shutev together with Rabbi Simcha Wasserman in Yeshiva Seil Chanan. Rabbi Simcha wasn't zeichet to leave behind any children. He was the one that yashened all the letters of Rabbi Chanan. And lots of private letters of Rabbi Chanan to his shvoger, Rabbi Chaim Boizek Kijinsky, lots of interesting letters. And then we came across one letter. He said, no, this one you can't read. So this is a private letter that the Manchester Yeshiva wrote to Rabbi Chanan when the Manchester Yeshiva was a bacha. Manchester Yeshiva was very close to the Rav Tali Wasserman, who was killed in the war. It was a private letter that the Manchester Yeshiva as a bacha had written to Rabbi Chanan. He said, no, this one you can't read. Obviously somebody must have read it in order to know that it was a private letter. Is there any heta for somebody to read the letter? If it's a suffix, then you read it at the beginning. It may be a suffix, maybe there's something private. Is there heta to read it? The same which is more negea, or as much negea, as a person to look at his child's notes. A child keeps a diary for themselves. Is there any heta for a parent to look, out of curiosity, to look at a child's notepad or private letters? Does that also come under the heading of the Chirim that Rabbeinu Gershon? And if it is included in the Chirim, what's the halacha if a parent feels that perhaps the child is bottling up something inside them, and they look at it, that helped them in the chinuch? Is that a heta to be able to look at the letter of a child? Somebody told me somebody about me on Shabbos. He said, what's going to be the discussion tonight? I said about Chaim Rabbeinu Gershon. He said, he works in Beanstalk, in the home over there, and there's lots of elderly people over there, and they get letters. So he has to, his job is, he looks through the letters first to see whether it's something, a bill that should go perhaps to the children, or pass on of something which is written to them. He said, wonders about it. Perhaps it also belongs under the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershon. This elderly person doesn't realize that some letters which are written to her aren't arriving here. Has he got a heta to look at it? The same as by goy. If a person has a cleaner in the house that left behind the letter, Ashav Saveda by goy is lifnim b'shur sadin. She left it behind. He's curious to know, is the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershon by goy? Somebody told me he was walking down the street in Leicester Road, and he saw a letter lying on the floor. He lifted it up. It was none other letter, private letter written to his father. So he called up his father. He said, what's going on with the letter over here? He said, I've thrown it away in the recycling bin. And the recycling bin was hurrying, rushing down Leicester Road. And it fell out from the back. A person goes down the street in a place. So he said, it's negiah to him. Also, he cleans up the besmedush. And often people leave behind an envelope under their safe over there. He always wonders, is there chem darbin negeshin? It's one b'shmaisin b'chol yoyim all the time.
A seal.
So we'll see him with Hashem as much time as we get through. It's a grace and oisa, and very interestingly enough, there's very little written about it in Shulchan Aruch, in the Poskim, this chem darbin negeshin. It's one b'shmaisin which in negeh b'chol yoyim. Somebody else came to me yesterday, he said, you're talking about this noisa, I'm a kinesiologist. I work in kinesiology. And I have a koyach to be able to get to find out a person's private information. I said a person, the moshel, has a medical history, he has a high blood pressure. He tries to hide it. I have the ability to draw it out. This over here. Am I over him to open a geshen that some private information that is supposed to be hidden, does it come under? So let's see exactly, Mitzvah Hashem, what does come under the heading and what doesn't come under this heading. Pardon? Oh, was it only writing? When other things... Yeah. Pardon? We can tell somebody from his writing, right? If he hides it over there. But that's perhaps in Begolu, any person is able to do it. If he's able to creep inside something that something's trying to hide. Is it Helis? Is it the Helis Heter? Not for everything is it Helis. If it's open, so we'll see. Omit Hashem, where the Chayim is Negea and where the Chayim is Negea. In Rabbeinu Gershon, some of the Takanos of Rabbeinu Gershon were limited. At the time of the Takana, he only made it to the end of Elef HaChamishi. The Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershon, not to marry two sisters, some Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rav, and other Rishonim say it was only made till Elef HaChamishi. The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning of Evin Ezer, that it was extended. It was made at the time only till the end. The Takana not to divorce one's wife, Bal Kochoi. So others say, Chum Sefer, and others say, even though not to marry two sisters was limited, but this Takana of not divorcing a wife, Bal Kochoi, that we don't find was made with a limitation. Most Achorinim don't even mention such a tzad, that this Takana of Rabbeinu Gershon was only made with a time limit. So it was a Chetz, and Amal Achim with Rabbeinu Gershon, Shubini, it was made by Shaita, it's Negea nowadays, and has Negea locha and Kamut Stadim. Number one, Eshens, whether it's Muta, whether it's Asa, the Chayim itself. In Chesim Sefer, there's a tshuva. One other takon of Rabbeinu Gershon made is that somebody who hits somebody else, Barabim, slaps somebody, Barabim, is Bechayim. So Chesim Sefer writes, somebody asked him, this person who gives somebody else a patch, Barabim, is a chazan. I'm allowed to answer to his brachas. So Chesim Sefer said, Le motzanu, there should be also to answer to bracha for somebody else who does it. Chesim Sefer says, are you wondering whether you can stand next to him, but it's got all dine charomim. Chesim Sefer writes, they better not be. The chem Rabbeinu Gershon means that you can't stand, because otherwise Rav Klal Yisrael, whatever the charomim, it would be difficult to go around between people. That's Chesim Sefer writes. However, the Daim Weiss, somebody wrote to him, he was over the chem Rabbeinu Gershon b'shogeg. He read somebody else's letter, and he didn't realize at the time the chem Rabbeinu Gershon was even on the Dvorim, which are negiah to hedget, he thought it was Zachem, which didn't get to the Tzibbo for other reasons. He was a Shegik. He read B'Shegik somebody else's letter. So he writes to Daim Weiss, am I B'Cherim, or what's the Halacha? So we'd imagine, what's a Cherim, are you B'Cherim? Daim Weiss writes to him, I don't understand the Shaira B'Chal. Chem Rabbeinu Gershon, he says there are more Paskins that B'Shegik, there's no Chem Rabbeinu Gershon, but the Bik Yosef brings down at the side of the Shulchan Aruch lots of Achreinim who say that even if it's B'Shegik, not like the Ramah, a person's B'Cherim. He says, in the Ramah's Mashma, that if this a person is over Chem Rabbeinu Gershon, you need 10 people to pull around 10 people and be matter. They need 10 people to be matter Chem Rabbeinu Gershon. He said, in the Smaggis Mashma, that's good enough with 3 people. Right? Stein Weiss, the Hayois, you are Sheikik, and the Meister, the Ramah's Mekel, when you're not over B'Sheikik. Plus, at the end of the day, Shittas HaSmaggis, that 3 people is good enough to be matter. No, you can be Mekel 3 people. This is a normal person, read somebody else's letter B'Sheikik, and then I said, well, it's no game, it's a person's B'Chaim. B'Chaim is Chem Rabbeinu Gershon, you have to go and you have to be matter it. We all know that the same as Chem Rabbeinu Gershon before Yom Kippur, one of the main reasons that we're matter Haramim also, whatever it means that the person is a Chaim in this world, is also has an effect on him, in the NFL, the person's Bechirim. So a person has to be very nizah from Haramim, Asal Stalocha Sheboy, the Issa Sheboy, inside the effect that has on him. Another Zach, which is also very Negiah, the person is over Issa Chirim, is the person becomes a Apostle Eid. Every time by Get, they make an announcement that the Eidim, and it should be Mahara B'Tshuva. Why must the Eidim be Mahara B'Tshuva? Because if somebody is a Rasha, and he's Apostle Eid, then he's not kosher, the whole Get's Apostle Get. A Rasha can't be an Eid on a get. The same as by Kiddushin we don't make that announcement, but it's the same halacha. Somebody who's apostle aid is possible for Kiddushin. We don't make the announcement by Kiddushin only because by a get, if the get's apostle a get, so if he gets married, it's the Eishes Ish who gets married, so the children are mamzerim. If the Kiddushin isn't a proper Kiddushin, so at the end of the day there won't be many mamzerim from it, so there's no Kiddushin. That's why we don't make the announcement. But people look at the so the Eidus by Kiddushin, which has to be under the chuppah, a kosher Eid, a person who's over a chayim is a apostle Eid. It's very hard to become a apostle Eid. To become a apostle Eid is either a person does a very bemezid, which most of us aren't over averis b'mezid. But a person that's over either a momonistic averi becomes a postulate, or if a person is over a chirim, which is quite shchiach, that person should be over chirim, and a person who's over chirim is a postulate. That from this and what the halachas are of a chirim to try and avoid not to be over it.
So there's texts,
Charles' texts. We read the Charles' text of the Empire. The same thing. If he has on his phone a private text. If it has, is there an issa? So it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The first that do bring it down is the Rishonim who bring down these Haramim. The Kolboy brings it down, and a few other Rishonim bring it down. And in Shulchan Aruch, Chem da ben Gesh, not to marry two wives, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The other Haramim are brought down at the end of Simon Shin Lam Bedalit. In Yodea, Simon Shin Lam Bedalit, those are the Alochas of Ilchas Nidu V'cherim. And the Be'a Goyle over there lists all the haramim of Rabbeinu Gershon. At the end, after he lists them all, he says, "Vayori dvar Hashem ya'ayin alem." Somebody who's at a place near Shemayim has to go through and learn up when it is negia and when it is negia. So let's see first what the Rishonim, how the Rishonim quote this chirim of Rabbeinu Gershon, and then we'll see how to apply it. The Rishonim, when they bring it down, the Lashon of the Rishonim is looking at a letter written to somebody else. The Lashon of the Maram Rottenberg is chirim, chirim of Rabbeinu Gershon, sheloi lirois b'ksav chaveroi, shesheleach nechaveroi. A letter sent to somebody else, you're not allowed to look at it, below yidiyosei. V'imzalka, if you threw it away, then muta, the chirim is not negiah. So to Maram Mintz and the Kolboy, when they bring it down as a letter sent to somebody else. However, when it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon is Cherem, Shloi Liris B'Ksav Chaveroi, Shloi B'Shusai. No mention of it being a letter in the form of a letter sent to somebody else. Somebody writes a private note for himself on his table, a private diary, a private note, whatever it is, and it's lying by him at home and somebody looks at it, he's also over the same Cherem. Be'agoyl understood that the same chirim that's negea, the Rishonim say, as sending as a letter, it's lav dafke when it's sent in the form of a letter, anything privately written down by a person comes under, is included in this chirim. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that what happens if you see a letter sent in the post? The letter in the post, which is an open letter, is included in the chirim, but it's not included in the chirim. I didn't understand when I saw the Aruch HaShulchan. Because maybe the fact that it's open is alright, there's nothing secretive about it. So let's say something that's mukach, that it's open. Okay, open letter is over here. The address is written on the outside. The address is written on the outside of the letter. Does that also come under that? The Aruch HaShulchan is mustapik about it. And like you also didn't understand, what's the Aruch HaShulchan mustapik? If it's open letter and the person wasn't makbid, is alright, he doesn't care. Punkt yesterday, there was a yid here in town called Ramat Chamila. Ramat Chamila was collecting for a moisa that he has in Yerushalayim. A yid who was Makurov by the Biskarov and the Chazanish. I went to visit him and he was saying Moedik Maises about the first hand stories they had to do with the Biskarov and the Chazanish. And he said once as a child, as a bocha, the Biskarov asked him to go to the doa, to the post, in order to give over a letter. And the Biskarov gave him a large matbea, a large sum of money. And he said, please, when you go back, use this in order to pay with it. So he said, why should I take such a large sum of money? I'll change the money, it doesn't cost much to buy a stamp. I'll give you the change and then I'll go. So he said, no, take this, pay with this, and bring me, and that way you should send the letter. He said, kachava, he went with the letter, he sent it off, he came back to the Biskarov. And Biskarov said, I'll explain myself, why did I do it this way around? So Biskarov told him that it says by the Shvatim, the Shiftei Kol, when Yosef sent them down to go back to Yaakov Avinu, so he put in the bags money. So why did he put inside the bags money? Pasat Eskefelt, to put money inside. In any case, they were going to come back. There was a famine. They won't get the food's going to run out. They're going to come back and they're going to return to Mitzrayim. So Biskarov told him, as Yosef knew that the brothers, without money, without food, Efshe, they're going to be able to last out. They won't come back down to Mitzrayim. They'll find a way to survive without it. The brothers stuck in prison, after they'll sort it out, they still won't come back. But befriend the geld, Yenna's money, and rest assured they're going to come back to Mitzrayim. Shift the court, have Yenna's money, that's going to enforce them to come back to Mitzrayim. So Skrov told him, he said, I wanted to make sure you gave over this letter. Chob gewusst, as thus befriend the geld, you're going to come back to me. This way I'm going to be able to be Mavara, that he did this message. And that's why I gave you this big matbea to make sure you're coming. So I asked him, after he said the story, out of interest, perhaps you know what that letter was about. So look at me, Meshikah, verse, I should look at the Biskarov's letter, to what it was all about. So I didn't mean you should look at the letter of the Biskarov. Perhaps it was a Santa Zachov, Askondas, or something, but did you look at the letter? He says, Chas v'sholem, Agamas, I could see the letter, everything was on the open, and I didn't look at the letter. Vashlamo from there, that the way the old letters were, it wasn't in an envelope, Biskarov sent whatever letter he sent, but the letter was written, everything on the outside. Haposkat, that's how they sent over there. So that's the Chetim Sov Dor HaShulchan, or HaShulchan is mistapik about it. A letter that's an open letter, are you allowed to read it? You're not allowed to read it. He's not Machriya in the Shaila. A Kapon Black the Suffolk is there. And Maise Ish to bring down from the Chazon Ish of Shmuel Greinemann in this same tzio of an open letter, they ask the Chazon Ish with its mutas also. The Chazon Ish is no hechach that the person is a makpeh from the fact, suppose, because that's what the way they used to send the letters in those days. So open letter also, if it's in a way that there's no hechach that the person has discarded it or doesn't care about it, so it comes under the normal chirm of Rabbi Nageshon to be makbid not to look at it. By the Rav of the Altstadt, of Avigdon Tzal, a great Satamat Chochem, he has lots of tshuvas, a tshuva sefer called Sabbath Tzion, all shilas that they asked him about the Kosel. He has over there that somebody asked him about, he goes to the Kosel sometimes and he sees a letter. Somebody placed a letter inside. He's allowed to pull it out. He says, they have to fash it. So he said, Zich understand there's no heter be'etzem to do it. But if somebody does it, is it over him to Rabbi Nageshon or not? Is it a private letter? Who's the letter addressed to? Somebody's private thing? So he writes back over there, very interesting. He writes in his tshuva sefer. He says, sending a letter in the post, or state, as it's also sent to the Bernish Lenin's post. I said, I don't know about it. He writes over there in his tshuva, I'll write you a story. I can't answer the shailah. He said, somebody once put a letter inside the post. He said, he's addressing it to the Rebbeinu Shleim. He says, he wants 200 ruble. And Rebbeinu Shleim, please, hat rachmonis, ich darf geld. And the postman opened it up and he sent it to Baron Rothschild. This letter over there, the Sayyid of Geld, and the render Rothschild sent back, he needs 200 ruble, I'll help him out with half. 200 ruble, sent back, 100 ruble. So he writes in the letter over there, the Shtikl Tkufa later, there's another letter over there, and he said, inside the letter, Kilu, thank you for the money that you sent me, but please, next time, don't send it through Rothschild, because he stole half of it. That's he writes in Shtikl. So he says, the Shaila kenach the Shemfren, but it's Mutter, whether it's Asa, thus is, aber Enachanami, Lechoya, the Apostatazach, a person's private letter, we see in the Be'a Goyle, he was obviously understanding that letter sent to somebody else. Sent to somebody else, then there's aber Be'a Goyle, who says, even when the letter is not sent to somebody else, Lechoya, the Chaim should apply even in the Sechet himself. You go into somebody else's house, you go for Shabbos. I was once by somebody's house in Bet Shemesh for Shabbos. He went away, he gave me his house to use. I saw lying on the shelf over there, and a sefer from the Shpolna Zeder. Sorry. And a letter from the Shpolna Zeder, a sefer from the Shpolna Zeder lying over there on the shelf. I thought, yeah, it's a Litvish, we come there to the Shpolna Zeder. So I opened it up, and I saw, Jan writes inside to him, to my dear nephew, Chvesa, as the Einikel, from the Shmona Zeda. I told him after Shabbos, Shmona Zeda, Ashaile, he didn't exist, Alitvashe, Vesnish Bechlal, he said, I learned two Chidushin, number one, it's going to Ayid, as he is in the Shmona Zeda, and Zvetens, as the Einikel for them, as does Ayid. After I was thinking to myself, going in this house, Jan has Svorim, and private things written inside. Somebody wrote a private note. Is that automatic? Yeni gives you your house for Shabbos. You're allowed to look inside this farm over there. You come inside, you go to a Rav's house. Sometimes you wait around for the Rav, and this letter's lying around on the table. No matter zach, cooked up his little. Yeni's got a private zach. There's no reason, because he didn't hide it, and somebody comes inside the room with a raya that he allows everybody to read his private letters. A private letter written to him. L'chayim, it comes under the heading of a chayim. So where is the chayim? If we understand what the chayim is and what the reason for the chayim is, then it's easier to understand how we can apply it. One of the main achrenim who discuss it, the early achrenim who discuss the chayim of Rabbi Nageshon, is Tshuvas Chiki Kelev, the Baal Chiki Kelev, that's Rav Chaim Palachi, who goes at length into the chayim of Rabbi Nageshon, what's the reason behind it. For some reason, that's pasha to him, that the chayim is geboit on the Issa. There has to be an Issa there, and the Chaim was only there to enforce the Issa. The Chaim didn't make a new Issa. There was an Issa, and the Chaim came to enforce it. The Shaila that he was talking about over there was that there was one guy who, what a fine guy to eat, hated the Yid, and the Yid had a chashash that he was going to do something harmful to him. And there was a letter that this guy that hated him had sent to his friend, and somehow the Yid got hold of that letter. And he wrote to Reb Chaim Palachi, asking him, am I allowed to look at this letter, or am I not allowed to look at this letter? Am I allowed to look at this letter, perhaps it's going to save me, there'll be some information inside it, which will tell me what the guy plans doing to me, and be able to save myself. Always awesome. So Reb Chaim Palachi says, let's go through, let's see what the reason for the issa is, and accordingly, we'll be able to understand whether the issa is negeya or not. So he writes, perhaps the issa, the reason for the issa is v'afta recha kamoicha. V'afta recha kamoicha. You wouldn't like to do something that you wouldn't like somebody to do to you, don't do to your friend. If you have something private, you wouldn't want somebody else to read it. Says Reb Chaim Palachi, that's the reason for the issa. By goy, there's no mitzvah v'afta recha kamoicha. There's no mitzvah, no issa, which come, no recha, recha, v'lei akum, it's not negeah b'chlal. Writes Reb Chaim Palachi, if that's the reason, tzavada, there's no chim da v'negeshen v'negeah to a goy. Then he says, perhaps the issa to read it is leiselich rochel ba'mecha. There's issa leiselich rochel ba'mecha. The same way. So we're going over time. Obviously, we'll have to do the rest for another time. No, he says if leiselich rochel ba'mecha, not to shaila v'chilas. He said ba'mecha also not. But then he brings down there's another tzad that perhaps the reason you're allowed to do it is your ganav. You're using Yenna's information without permission. He says, Gneva Bagoy is yes, Nigya. Sorry, another time, a little bit. Achil Hashem, he didn't have to know about it. Pardon? Abumakim Sakona, but I'd say that Abumakim Sakona for Gneva is the Ayatollah. It's about that Sakona.
Very interesting.